No.
Hi, this is Circus Services. My name's Kyle. How can I help you?
Hi, Kyle. This is Miss McNeil. We spoke yesterday.
All right. I will locate your account. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
How would you spell your last name?
McNeill.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I was meaning to call you back today.
Okay.
At 914-308-663, correct? 6663.
Yes.
Yep. So I was definitely going to be calling you back. I was going to give our guys the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they would get back to me, you know, later on in the afternoon.
Mm.
But there is no update on this yet.
Yeah, my husband got a text message this morning saying that we have an appointment scheduled for the 12th. And again, once he has confirmed, yeah, this morning at 8 o'clock, he said, once he hits the seat to confirm, he doesn't get anything back. So it's like he's not able to schedule any appointment. So I don't know what that text message thing is if he's not being able to schedule anything. So I don't know if we do have an appointment for the 12th or we don't. Which is what, tomorrow? Tomorrow, yeah.
Right. So I sent the notes on your account yesterday at 12:12 with the email. Let's see.
And that's another thing. We've had 2 emails sent to the corporate office, and we have not heard from the corporate office either.
Yeah, me either. So I see that someone did come into your account, though, and is sending you text messages. So they might be working on it. Someone's changed your date to the 12th now.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. We kept getting this, but we're not getting anyone here. I need someone here.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. Let me see if my buddy's here. Nope. Okay. I can just go ahead and I'm going to keep sending them emails until they respond to me.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Is there any way you can contact any of the technicians? I mean, I'm pretty sure there's more than one technician in my area, like, or their office out here, so that, you know, someone can contact us. Like, we don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, if I could assign you to a technician, I would definitely give them a call. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
But since you're wanting them out so soon, you know, it's like as soon as possible. I'm not able to.
It's not soon. It's not soon, Kyle. This is the problem. Again,
right.
We were supposed to be seen on Thursday, and no one showed up on Thursday. So how was it soon? And then they told us again yesterday, or someone for today, and no one came for today. So now we're going to expect no one. Like, I don't understand why no one's picking up our call. I don't understand.
Yeah,
do you have a number to the Atlanta division where I can give them a call myself?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay.
I'm going.
Because these emails isn't working. There has to be another approach. Do you see that we're on there to be scheduled, or is it not even up there listed that we should be picked up for a call?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that question?
So do you see my husband's name to be scheduled to be picked up, or is it not even listed at all?
No, I see you.
Okay.
Let me, so for August the 12th, 2020.
Okay.
It is unconfirmed. It says. So I'm going to actually just manually confirm it because you guys are confirming it, correct?
It's not going through,
I guess. Yeah.
And this has been going on since last week. Like, every time my husband has confirmed, we get nothing back. The other day, they texted him several times on Monday about an appointment for today, and he kept hitting confirm all day long. He got about, like, 8 messages.
Yeah. I wish I had more answers for you here. give me 1 second.
Okay.
I pressed confirm, but it's just spinning right now. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, no, there it goes. All right, so it's confirmed. So we confirmed you for the 12th.
Okay.
And you actually, after I did that, you were assigned a resource, which you are now assigned a technician, in other words.
Okay.
So that's a good sign, you know, seeing the technician on there. Let me see if I can see you on the list next to his name. So your job is actually a bigger job, to be honest. So it takes up quite a bit of time, but it looks like you're on the list. You're the second one on the list for that day. He's got somebody before you on the 12th in the morning.
Okay.
But then you're on the list next to his name.
Okay.
His name's Daniel.
Daniel.
So he'll be getting to you on the 12th. You know, this is a good sign. After he gets on with that first one, he should be on with you on the next one.
Tomorrow.
Next month, correct. Yep.
Okay. Now, I need to know if the phone number was changed. Because when I called just now and I gave them my husband's number, she said she couldn't find that number. So it seems like the 917 number is still showing up.
Right. So, to be honest, I'm not able to change this contact number here on the account. But the email address that I sent up, they're the ones who will be able to change that.
So the corporate office is the one that could change it?
Yes, that's correct, unfortunately.
Because I don't want them calling the wrong number, because this happened one time. Seth called the wrong number, and he never showed up because we never responded.
Correct. so I'm just going to
put Can you put
again.
In the notes
yes.
that I will be home, someone will be home to just come, even if they do not get a response? I will be home, because they're most likely going to call the wrong number.
Right.
I mean, if they can call my number as well, put my phone number down.
Yeah.
I mean, because they have the correct number in the notes, but I don't know. I'm guessing the technicians don't go into the notes. Right, the area code is what's wrong.
Yeah. I'm putting both of the numbers here down. Area code is wrong. Someone will be there tomorrow. Sorry about that. I had someone wanting to ask me a question. Someone is going to be there tomorrow at the house, regardless. I'm putting it down. So I put all that down, numbers, so somebody will be there tomorrow. Did you want me to put anything else down on the notes?
Just make sure the 2 phone numbers are there, make sure the numbers are correct, and let them know that I will be home. If they don't get a response, just come to the house, or try a different number. I mean,
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. All right, Kyle, I'm counting on you. If
good.
No one shows up tomorrow, then I will be calling you back.
Yes, please do.
All right, Kyle, thank you so much for your time.
You have a nice rest of your day. Thank you for calling Circuit Services.
Thank you.